Lamo. In a moment, Geshe-la and Cherkyula will be coming into the door. If you've never been here before, if you please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see people prostrating, and it's fine to just remain standing if you feel uncomfortable doing so. We'll be saying some prayers in this white prayer book on the first base sheet and at the bottom of the first pink sheet. If you have cell phones, would you please either turn them off or turn the sound down to mute and put it on vibrate. So this morning, Geshe-la talked about compassion. And let's see, he talked about, we went through a couple of meditation practices, but he spoke a lot about meditating on compassion and about the importance of the center, service to the center. And he was going to talk, read, or explain. Well, he did explain some stanzas on in the third chapter of Shantideva's Bodhisattva Karyavatara, which is the guide to Bodhisattva's way of life. While we are waiting, I'd like to read the prayer list. I wasn't able to do that. We didn't have time this morning. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Maya Angelou, James Emerson Bates, Connie Estes, Bob Perry, Steve Reese, Ora Supka, and Ashley Hawes and friend. Pierre Winfield, Casper, Gellick, the fish, Biddy the cat, Laura Lee the cat, Tara Soha the tree mouse. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Lillig, Michelle Matich, Pooja, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabde Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tseri. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, Diane Foreman and her son Brad Wolf, R.G., G.G., and A.C., Dorothy Gilbert, Crystal Green and Sons, Richard Griffith, D. Freeman and her daughter, Lily, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and Family, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrew Martin, Sean McGarity and Family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Barbara Newell, Nivia Dickie Lee Oldershaw, William Oliver, Nancy Osterhoff, Jay Pondia, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perry's, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Jeannie Shario, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Shia, Roy Sorbit, Lobsam Tubtim, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush and family of Pierre Winfield, Dorje and Kadro the pigs, Karuna the chicken, Jersey the dog, Sasha the dog. And also, Geshe-la asked me to remind everyone, if they don't know this, to circumambulate the stupa outside. That structure with the it's white with all the ornament or decorations on it, and walk clockwise around the stupa. It has a tremendous purification and merit. It's filled with millions of Dharmakaya relics, which are primary relics. And also to turn the prayer wheels that are on the outside of the building on the way to and from the stupa for another great meditation practice. Would you please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book? And let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. The four immeasurables in English, right below that, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam che deva dam deva judam pa juci no. Page to the first pink sheet. The bottom you see two mantras. So let's chant Chen Reisig's mantra eight times and then Green Tower's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tadatu Tadatu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 我那个就是人家在老老老老的要上面他们不老真的人家老没办法那么的什么他就当个东北女人对吧嗯刚开始在你说那样老王那边没办法他们真的在把国他们调到这样子 Good morning. I'm going to say one word in Sanskrit. One word in Sanskrit. Namo. Namo. Namo Ma. Namo Ma Karunikaya. Namo Ma Karunikaya. This kind of like homage, or like namo, the Sanskrit word, namo means prostrate. So namo, maha, big, great, karuna, compassion. So I thought, no, this is very, very like a wonderful homage. Usually say homage to Buddha, homage to Dharma, homage to Sangha. So this, you know, this small books, this all talks about benefit of, you know, cultivating compassion. This small books, you know, I think this very beginning of this book, the author. And then the stanza before that, I say two stanza. This all, you know, like homage to the compassion. So. So. I thought, no, this would be wonderful, you know, to, like probably mantra to say, you know, namo maha karunika, you know, like prostrate to compassion or showing respect to compassion. So so we will do meditations. We'll do meditation first. Please let me talk to Elizabeth. We'll talk about a little bit of compassion. No? Meditating on compassion is like indirectly that, you know, you are saying that, you know, I'm going to, as it's almost like indirectly saying I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit all sentient beings. I'm going to take care of myself in order to benefit all sentient beings. That's what this meditation on compassion means. So, so this, you know, this is like a. That's what we need. We need compassion. As I mentioned, I've been saying this last couple of Sundays, we don't need more religions. What we need compassion. Compassion. You need compassion, I need compassion. So that's no way to, that's exactly how to become happier human beings. If you have compassion, you know, you are going to be happier human beings if you have compassion. So that guarantees, if you have compassion, that guarantees for happiness. No, that's happiness. So the happiness without suffering, that's what it is. So when we say the four images of prayer, may all sentient beings, Sintyatam Devatam Devidam, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness. Sintyatam Devatam Devidam, Sintyatam Dungatam Dungatam, may all sentient beings free from suffering, cause suffering. There's a second line. That's called four images of prayer. That's the what we say in the every Sunday class, beginning of the class, hoping that, you know, this message will sink into our heart. Then whenever we encounter with the sentient beings, our perception about them is, no, I just want them to be happy. That's all. Regardless, you know, Buddhist or not Buddhist, Christian or Muslim, whatever, just want you to be happy. I want you to have all the cause for happiness. You know? I want you to be free from suffering. Not just that, also the cause of suffering. You know, not just suffering, just cause of suffering. You know? So then third line, Devada Devi Dunga 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 maybe Devada Midava Chuchi. Then third line, I don't know. Inseparable?
Yes, inseparable from happiness.
Happiness that's free from suffering. Dunga maybe Deva. You know, a lot of the happiness that we experience in our life, that's like temporary relief. Temporary relief is not really happiness. But it doesn't increase, that's why it's not really happiness. So now this compassion, when you measure on compassion, when you have compassion, that's like mental happiness, happiness without suffering, that's what it is. Happiness without suffering, that's the compassion. So that guarantees, that, you know, that helps you to become a better human being, like a happier human being. It's good for the center here at the Kadamba Center. It's good for the community. It's good for the family. It's good for the society. It's good for the whole country, whole world. You know, so people have been saying prayer according to Buddhism. People have been saying prayer last 2,500 years. People have been saying prayer, but there's still a lot of problem in the world. Religious exist many centuries ago. Still, there's a lot of problems. A lot of lives have been lost in the name of religion. A lot of lives have been lost because of the, you know, different faith. You know, still now you see some part of Iraq, people are fighting, you know, because of different faith. Nobody fights for compassion. Nobody lost their life because of compassion. Throughout history, nobody lost their life because of compassion. So compassion is a good thing. You know, good thing. It's worth to study how to meditate on compassion, you know, how to develop compassion. Because I've been asking people here at the center, please create beautiful meditation on compassion. Create beautiful meditation on compassion. So that's what this purpose of this center is for. Not, you know, from this center, if there's more people become Buddhist, doesn't guarantee happiness, doesn't guarantee. If the more people become more compassionate, that guarantee happiness. For you, for me. If you have compassion, I believe that you are not going to hurt me. Because you have compassion, no? If you are a religious person, that doesn't guarantee. See, so that here, the purpose of the existence of Kadamba Center is to produce more compassionate, you know, human beings. So that's what I think, you know, since I came to this country. So that's, you know, what I believe. So that regard, we all should, you know, we have ability to develop compassion. So that's what we should, where our focus or energy should be spent, how to develop compassion. So that reminds me, this book has been taught in 8th centuries. Now it's 21st century. This book has been taught 8th centuries. It's translated in many different languages by one of the Indian masters. I open this book randomly, then read a little bit, then, you know, try to think through that throughout the day, try to think about, you know, meanings. That's all you can do. No, that's all we can do. We can try. So, and this is one of the stanzas that I would like to share before we do meditations. Miki Sinje Tanayas, no? Whenever we look at other sentient beings, so most of our problems come from, I think, that's what we think, come from human beings, no? Here, whenever you look at other human beings, Miki Sinje Tanayas, no? Whenever you look at other human beings, actually says, no? Sinche means sentient beings, doesn't human beings, you know. So first we'll talk about human beings, you know, because that's where we live, you know. We live with human beings. So, so then they just, you know, need to like shift the focus there, then sentient beings, broader. Miki Sinche Tanas, what Shantideva said, you know. He said, whenever we look at other human beings, or sending to human beings. Next Nibbana. Tedanila Tena Dao. It's very, very possible. It's all about perceptions. It's very, very possible that you could get enlightened because of dead beings. So that means clearly you are not looking at the being with judgmental mind. You are looking at the being with different perceptions. Is it easy? It's not easy. Nothing is easy. Even exercise is not easy. Losing weight is not easy. You know, cooking is not easy. Easy to eat, but you know, cooking is not easy. There's nothing easy. Cleaning is not easy. That's why people don't like to clean. So initially I thought today I will talk about, you know, importance of cleaning. So that's what last night I've been thinking about, you know, the benefit of cleaning. Anyway, so nothing is easy, you know. Then it sounds easy, but somebody has to say. Otherwise, we are not going to learn. Somebody has to, explain. So, Miki Sinjin Tanayas, whenever you look at other beings, other human beings, you are looking at, you know, new perceptions, new mindset. Oh, I could develop practice, I could develop patience, I could develop loving kindness, I could develop compassion, which is good for me. That's the way to take care of myself. You know, that's the way to become a happier human being. So Miki Sinjin Tanayas, so that's why Shantideva is wonderful if you can look at other human beings like other sentient beings like that kind of perceptions. Tadanila Tan Tenada Sanjay to Juri say Tanaji Chandra to Jitas. Because of that, there's possibilities, there's good possibility that you could get enlightened, become, you know, develop compassion, all of that, because of that being. If that's the case, how you should look at that being? Pure heart. Loving kindness. Look at that being with a pure heart, with loving kindness. You look at me, I look at you. You are looking at me like pure heart, loving kindness. I'm looking at you, pure heart, loving kindness. I'm not going to hurt you, you are not going to hurt me, at least. So that brings world peace. That brings peaceful communities. If everybody practices that, if everybody looking at each other like that kind of mindset, there will be no killing. So that's what we need. That's what we need. You know? We need compassion. We need compassion. Okay, so we need compassion. So then, you know, this is the... That's what Shantideva said, you know, Shantideva said. So then, you know, if I can remind myself throughout the day, whenever I encounter with other human beings, if I can remind myself of that being, that human being, because of that human being, you could develop, you know, compassion, loving kindness. That's true. So, that's the way to become happier. So just want to share that with you. So that's why I said, you know, Namu Maha Karunikaya. So then, some of you remember, you know, His Holiness said, my religion is kindness. So I think it's very relevant. You can say my religion is compassion. What you believe, I believe in compassion. What you practice, I practice compassion. What's your religion? My religion is compassion. So, then I think this is so wonderful. It's so wonderful. If everybody practices compassion, no living being will suffer. No living being will suffer. So we need compassion. So then what you're saying, when you're meditating on compassion, I'm going to take care of myself to benefit other living beings. That's what meditation on compassion means, you know. I'm going to take care of myself to benefit all living beings. So you have compassion, so, you know, like, even in the house, you know, that you kind of fear there's something in your house, maybe there's some kind of ghost, you know. The best thing to do is to meditate on compassion. Nothing can harm. You are not going to harm anybody. Nobody can harm you. Compassion, you know, compassion. Compassion. So, Just want to share that with you. So then we'll do some meditations. Oh, okay, meditation. All right? Yeah. So we begin with nine-round breathing meditation. Nine-round breathing meditation. So before we do meditations, before we do any form of meditations, first we sit down comfortably. And please observe your mental state. Observe your mental state. If you discover, you know, your mind is, you know, there's only three things, you know, that mind can be. One is like positive state, one is like disturbing state, one is like neutral state. Can be either one of them. So positive state, that's a good start, very good start of meditations. Neutral state, not bad, you know, but disturbing mind, starting meditation from disturbing mind is not good. So now here, all my friends here, I want you to remember one thing, you know, the power of meditations. Gom, meditation, top, power, or could be purpose, nyumong chunga. Nyumong is afflicted mind. Chunga is less. That's why you meditate. That's why you meditate, to lessen your afflicted mind, negative mind. Why? This suffering, this pain, this mental pain, this mental suffering. This mental suffering, that's why. Gomdob nimuchwa. That's why it's good to start with positive mind or neutral mind. Okay? So that's why. Gomdob nimuchwa. Very, very important to remember. You know, remember. If you are here first time or looking for some kind of meditations, so, you know, that's how the meditation should be done, you know, with the positive mind or neutral mind, okay? So now you sit there, observe your mental state. If you discover your mind's been disturbed, so then when we do nine-round breathing meditations, if you discover your mind's been disturbed, then when you exhale, and exhale a little bit forcefully, then imagine and that disturbing mind disappear in the space for good, like that, okay? So the nine-round meditation doesn't have to be done back-to-back right away. No, you can take time, okay? If you discover your mind is like disturbed by something, when you exhale a little bit forcefully, imagine deep down from your heart the disturbing thought is disappeared in the space for good. Make sense? Yeah. So then we'll do nine-round breathing meditation. This is very good, you know. You can share with your friends, you can teach your kids, you know, all of that. It's very simple. So first place, any form of breathing meditations, or breathing meditation or breathing practice. You can also say prana yoga. Yoga means practice, that's all, nothing more, nothing less. Yoga means practice, doesn't mean you put your hand down up there. It's not, yoga doesn't mean, you know, you, I'm not sure, like, some of the movement I can even do. It doesn't mean, you know, moving your body part up and down, that's not just yoga. Yoga means practice. Nenjor, in Tibetan word we say, Nenjor means practice. So prana yoga means, you know, like, practice of breathing, that's called prana yoga. But it doesn't call like that. It doesn't call that, no. But it's okay to call, but it's nothing wrong. But that's what it is. But it doesn't call. it's called breathing meditations. No. So, nine round breathing meditations, any form of breathing meditations, need to sit straight. Why? If you sit like cooked pasta with all the sauce and tomato, all of that, then it's not a good way to start breathing meditation, you know. So then you need to sit like uncooked pasta. So, for example, they stack, you know, like coins, they stack, they say like that, you know. So, probably, I think Italian pasta is much better, it's really straight. Why? If you sit straight, channel is going to be straight. The channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's why. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. Why you sit, you know, straight. So then, use your left hand. First, we'll use our left hand. Please blow your left nostril. This nine round breathing meditation begin with inhale. Inhale, long, slow. Then, same hand you block this, inhale, same hand you block, right, then exhale. Make sense? Inhale, from block your left nostril with left hand, block left nostril, inhale from right nostril, long, slow. Then, if your mind stays disturbed, then forcefully. Then take your time. Just imagine from your heart the negative thought disappear in the space for good. So we'll do it again. Okay, we'll do that. There's like, each time you inhale, there's one. You begin with inhale, there's one. And this first round, there's three inhale. Second round, three inhale. Third round, three and inhale. Each time you inhale, you count, okay? Long, slow. Again, that's true. Again. So that's first round. First round. Three inhale, that's first round. Now second round, please use your right hand. Right hand, block your right nostril. Is this confusing? Okay. It's very important to learn, you know. Then inhale, long, slow from the left nostril. Again, now the second. Again. The three. Three, right? Three. So the second round. So now, third round, not from the mouth, from the nose. Begin to inhale from the nose. Huh? This is called nine-round breathing meditation. Nine-round breathing meditations. So, what is for? This is for. This is a technique how to get rid of negative energy from your channels. Get rid of negative energy from your channels. Okay. So now, lot of people here, they heard this probably more than 1,000 times. So I asked them to practice patience. So Sunday is a complicated class, not because of you. It's kind of complicated because there's sometimes there's new people. So maybe looking for some meditation. So then I always explain this meditation, something simple. So we do something that suits to our according to our situation, and when we do it well. We can simply do all the practice is there. We can do all of that. So we choose something that suits for my situations. Doesn't require much time. So there's nine round breathing meditation is one of them. So now this is the technique how to get rid of negative energy. So I'm very much hoping that stress is, if the stress is negative energy, this meditation will help you to get rid of stress. So now the question is, what do you mean negative energy? And I mean imbalanced energy. Negative energy means imbalanced energy. Negative energy, you can say, energy that's been wasted, no longer useful, is wasted. How the energy gets wasted? What is energy? Energy, every thought comes with energy, whether it's a positive, negative, it comes with energy. Every thought, you can separate them. Every thought energy like horse. Every thought rides right on the horse, there's energy. So how this energy been wasted? This energy become imbalance. How it become imbalance? When the thought become imbalance. What do you mean imbalance thought? Imbalance thought means thought that's not flexible. Flexible? The thought that's uptight. Not talking about uptight with compassion. That's positive one. Uptight is something negative. Uptight with something, See, that's how the energy been wasted. So much energy been invested, uptight with this prayer will, has to sit exactly at my right hand. That's all my happiness is invested. If somebody moves here, when I come, all my energy has been wasted, my happiness is gone. Why somebody put it there? How come they can make this mistake? How many times I told them not to do that? Why they then don't listen to me? It goes on and on and on and on. In the point is just here to here. That's what I mean, uptight with something, uptight with something, uptight. It's not flexible. Oh, doesn't matter. No longer is on the table. Doesn't matter. If somebody took it from out of the table, it's not there. So I can still say, Om Mani Padme Hum. Uptight. Means become so serious. Not like flexible. Kids don't care. It's here, there. Doesn't care. They don't care. But you are not used to care like that. Now all of a sudden, become like that. So that means uptight, not flexible. That's how the energy been wasted. There's so much energy been spent on that, creating story after story after story. So the bottom line is from here to there. That's all. It is worth it to sacrifice all your happiness. Somebody moved this here to here. That means uptight, inflexible. Inflexible? Not flexible, whatever you say. So then thought become tight, energy become tight, this house become energy become not flexible, that means mind is imbalanced, energy imbalance. Where did energy go? It doesn't go to someone else's channels. if the negative energy is not going to someone else's channels, it's going to your channels. Then it's stuck there, then cause physical difficulties. It causes physical difficulties. Then they contribute mental difficulties. So then, whole world become miserable, no good. So that's why, you know, this nine round breathing meditation is how to eliminate it, how to eliminate negative energy out of the channels, you know, channel. That's believe or not, there's like 72,000 channels, 72,000 channels. Not just two or three, 72,000 channels in our body. You know? Merge from, when you say chakra, these are like, chakra is like channel box. Not from the timer on a cable, but it's like, not from, you don't pay any bill, you don't pay monthly. It's already there. So, it's not like just one or two channels, 200 channels. There's like 72,000 channels. 72,000 channels. So chakra, that's like the channel merge from there. So Robina, when she was there, when she was here last 2 months ago, she's asking me, what is chakra? That's what I told her. Chakra is not like something that's not round. Usually chakra means something round. Here, chakra simply means, you know, channel box. That's where our channel merge. No, there's like five of them. That's where channel merge. So, anyway, so no need to go to detail into that. So, first of all, I don't know all of them. Second part make you more confused. So the point here is the breathing meditation is very good, you know, so you learn, you know, so you can teach your friend, you can teach your kids how to do breathing meditations. So that's the way to get rid of negative energy. So I think if the stress is a form of negative energy, so then, you know, it's good, this meditation. I'm hoping this meditation will help you to get rid of, you know, negative energies, okay, or stress. Sometimes we may think well, other person need nine round breathing meditation. It turns out that you are the one who need nine round breathing meditation. So sometimes, you know, that's also very true. I learned that from experience. So teaching nine round breathing meditation to my nephew, it turns out I need more than he does. He's just enjoying his life. You know? See, if someone's very happy, so you question them, you know. You say, okay, good, that's what I wish, you know. I always wish that you'd be happy. It's like, see, if someone tells you, I'm very happy, are we happy? Most of the time. Says, I'm happy. Okay, then what? If somebody says, I'm very, very happy. Oh, maybe there's something wrong, like look at your face. We don't participate. Same like when you have 70-year-old boy at your house. You know, the kid is just enjoying running around, you know, you don't know how to participate. You just say, oh, maybe he needs breathing meditation. Turns out that you need breathing meditation because you are under the stress. Not that little one is under the stress, little one is just enjoying life. See, so that's reality. Nine round breathing meditations so it will help. Okay, so this is like, so that's how you explain, you know, this what it's for is for how to get rid of negative energy out of your channels. That's what this meditation is for. Why is it important to get rid of? Because it does cause physical discomfort. It contributes to mental discomfort. If your mental is not happy, then it's not good for your family. No, not good for anybody. So you can do this multiple times, you know. You just do slow, long, slow, exhale, take time, visualize negative thought, disappear in the space for good, then come again, then do, you know. For beginner, short session, many. Short, not, beginner, long, few, that's not good start. Short means time-wise has to be short than many. do one time check rest. No? When it becomes so familiar, few, long. So then that's where to go deep. Any form of meditation. For beginner, short, many. When you feel good, good time to stop. No. It's not a good time to stop when you feel miserable. There's no good time to stop. You know, so you push. In the end, you kind of feel sick of meditation. That's not good. Best way to stop. What is the best way to stop? When you feel good, best way to stop. You know, so then more like you'll do it again. The beginner, that's also an important point. Beginner, few, the many, short. When you have become very good at that, few, long. So that's how then, that's the way to go deep. So now, do second part of meditation, okay? Breathing meditation. That's normal breathing meditation. So first we'll do the meditation, then I'll explain later a little bit at that time. So why am I explaining this kind of meditation? Why am I explaining? Not because this is the only meditation in Buddhism. That's not true. There are many more meditations. Why am I explaining here? I feel, probably you feel, because you are born here. I was not born here. Even I feel like that's not my time. It's not my time to say, I'm always there, not my time. So I'm not sure how there's somehow the environment you feel like that's not my time. There's so many things to do. So choose something simple, doesn't require much time. Then we can, what could go wrong when you do 9 round meditation, what could go wrong? More likely than nothing will go wrong. Or visualizing mandala, all this complicated practice, in the beginning you don't understand them very well. So many things could go wrong. This one, what is going wrong? Tuning this prayer wheel, what is going to go wrong? Nothing. That's how you tune. No, it will tune. Then that's what could go wrong? Very simple, a lot of benefit, you know? Something like that. Okay, that's why. Oh. So now, this is called breathing meditations. So this the 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. So this meditation begin with exhale. What we are going to do, we just concentrate our breath in and out. Out, begin with out, in, that's one. Out, in, that's two. Even though you hear noise, but don't follow them, you know. So here, you know, my job in this next 5 or 10 minutes is to count my breathing in and out without mistake. Out, in, one. Out, in, that's two. Out, in, that's three. I will count this without mistake. I will count this 21, 7, 50, 100, you know, like that. So we will do this, okay, together. Make sense? It's clear? Yeah, out, in, that's one. Not from the mouth, from the nose. Out, in, that's one. Out, in, that's true. So I'm happy, you know, there's a young, you know, there's girls here, you know, there's a boy here. So I think it's good, you know, it will benefit them. You don't need to say any prayer, you know, it's a very good meditation. You just concentrate on your breath. Why you do that? It will make your mind calm, peaceful. Calm mind doesn't just come from just saying, oh, calm down. How? You have to tell them how. You know, you can easily say calm down, but that doesn't make your mind calm. When you concentrate, that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. To make your mind peaceful, that's all. Sande chi shi. Concentration makes your mind calm, peaceful. Okay, so we'll start this. This meditation begins with exhale. Exhale out, not from the mouth, from nose. Out, in, one. Out, in, two. That's like that, okay? So, you know, while we concentrate, make our mind calm and peaceful, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less, that's all. So now, how I can tell, well, if you try, you can tell whether that makes your mind calm or peaceful or not. You can tell. That's how I tell. If that makes your mind calm and peaceful, you really appreciate it. You really appreciate the person who taught this meditation. You appreciate. When you meditate on compassion, all the instructions how to meditate on compassion, you try that and you have become more compassionate human being, you really appreciate person who taught the instructions. That's the best form of faith. It's not just somebody tells you, that's important, that's very good. You just believe that. Or you say, I meditate because my friend meditated. Or I meditate because I go to Kadamba Center. Not much benefit at all. So now you know the power of meditation is to reduce negative mind, okay? Power of meditation. So now, samdhi chitti, that's a way to make your mind calm and peaceful. You concentrate. So in the beginning, if you are having difficulty, you can say out, in. Out, into, out, into. So if you want to conjoin that with, you know, like some kind of like giving and taking practice called Tonglen, you breathe out of loving kindness, you breathe in out of compassion. Then that's like conjoin your breathing meditation with Tonglen practice. When you breathe out, you are sending your love, compassion, positive thought, prayer, whatever it is, you are sending that to your close one, loved one, friends who are struggling, going through difficulties. When you breathe in and you take out of their difficulties, out of compassion, not out of guilt, not out of fear, not out of obligations, simply out of compassion, then in your mind there will be no negative impact at all. No negative impact, because you are doing that out of compassion. That's why some being can take so much, because out of compassion. So there will be no negative impact at all. So when you take in out of compassion, you send out of loving kindness, you take in out of compassion. It's not taking on yourself, but taking on self-cherishing mind. It's not you. Self-cherishing mind never get enlightened. You get enlightened. Only matter of time. So, only matter of time. What do you think? You all get enlightened. Only matter of time. Do you believe? You will become holy. Only matter of time. Do you believe? Everything. Same. So when you take in out of compassion, then you are piling on the self-cherishing thought. According to Mahayana teaching, that's the source of all the sufferings. It's considered as a chronic disease that never been healed. It has to be healed. Attitude. So then it's difficult, so then you lembe korim ranitam. Taking part can be done with you. Say upcoming suffering, you take it now out of compassion. It can be done. For the beginner, it can be done. Taking part can be done from yourself. If it's too much for taking someone else's difficulties. But the good thing is, when you're taking anything, difficulties out of compassion, so then there will be no negative impact in your mind at all. That's what they say. So don't think that I'm doing this. We are same. I'm trying. That's all I do. I try. So you try, I try, we all try. That's what we can do. So I'm just repeating what's been said in the text. That's all. I do know those practices. Does not mean I practice them perfectly. Not at all. I still struggle day to day, like I still struggle. So it's hard enough to take miserable conditions out of someone that you dearly love. In my case, my cat. I don't like, not easy at all, not easy. But you can try, that's all we can do. But you know, when you try, you feel good, that's mental happiness. That's all we can do. That success can be increased. Logically, it doesn't make sense. If you can do one time, why not you can do two times? Doesn't make sense. We can try, you know. So it's not easy. It's not easy as it sounds, but you know, somebody has to say. So then I think this is my job here to say. So then with that, so and today, you know, so then not just do, happy to do. So important, it's called joyful effort. Not just do, no. Oh, I have to do. Who told you have to do? Nobody. I don't have to do. I can just sleep all day long. Nobody says I cannot sleep. It is beneficial. If you do, it's beneficial. That's what they say. It's beneficial. If you do, it's beneficial. Whether you do or no, it's up to you. No. So when we do, so I think it's very important, happy to do. No, happy to do, no, happy to do. That's very important. Happy to do. So that's called joyful. It's not just effort. It's like joyful effort, no? Happy to do. For what? Just to benefit. That's all. Just to benefit. That's all. I'm doing meditations. Benefit me and benefit others, no? That's all. No? Dollar pinches, I want to get enlightenment. For what? Just to benefit, that's all. No. Whom? All living beings. Not just American, Tibetan, all living beings. So then real happiness begins. If you have this kind of mindset, true happiness begins. No matter where you live, if you live in the middle of the jungle, like way on the Himalayan mountains, middle of nowhere, your mind is full of happiness. Your mind is full of happiness. Mind full of happiness. See, your mind is full of happiness. So that happiness increases, not just temporary relief, it's a real happiness. Happiness without suffering, that's what it is, happiness without suffering. It increases like new moon. Thereby, just get bigger. Then the 15 is full, you know, like that. So, happy to do. So, then what I would like to say today, a little bit, you know, so this morning, so this is like, for me, it's more like groundhog class. It's only happened one time this morning. I'm supposed to repeat everything in the second class. Sometimes it's not that easy, you know. So now it's like been like 4 or 5 months, been doing that. So I want you to know something, you know, about the center, you know, the center. So some of you may think, oh, this is his center. This is not my center. The center doesn't belong to me. I'm here, simply here, to teach. To teach means, you know, that's probably a strong word, to explain what I know. Just to explain what I know. You know, teach means that's, you know, when you teach, then it's something that you do, then you say something, then it becomes teaching. It's like explaining what I know, you know, explaining what I learn. You know. So everything is happening here at the Kadamba Center. You know, this, as I mentioned this morning, this center is growing so much, not because of Geshe Gelag, there's misunderstanding. We put so much effort. We used to be in basement, very small. Now we moved here 7 years ago. We developed center. Because of we, center grows. Because of we, you know, we built this stupa. You know, see everything, you know, everything. My job here, you know, is just teach, that's all. And other things, I'm kind of clueless, you know, all this finance and everything is managed by a board. I have no clue, you know, how much money comes, how much money goes, you know. So right from the beginning, I don't want to involve. And still now, I don't want to get involved. You know, it's very clear. I don't want to know. It's run by voluntaries, board, director, ex-director. So much people put so much effort. So much effort. When I look at this, each time when I see this floor, one of my friends donated this floor. She donated this floor. Who put it together? People here, they put it together. So she doesn't come to center very often when she was alive. Now she's gone. But each time when I see the floor, I remember her. You know, she put it there. She said, you know, she told me that parents give her body. Dharma gives her eye. Dharma gives her eye. So she donated, you know. So she's part of this. You know, long as the center remains, she's going to be part of that. Who put it together? All the people here. And see now, very good children programs. There's a couple of people that run the program very well. This is all voluntaries. You know, so nobody gets paid. Everything is voluntaries. So in the end, according to Mother Teresa, in the end, it's all about service. Service. So please, you know, you read this book, chapter number 3. Or chapter number 3. Read this book in the beginning of chapter number 3. It talks about service, you know. Or if someone wants water, may I become like water. If someone needs clothes, may I become a cloth. What this message is all about serving. So, so far, you know, everything is here, is, you know, doing very well, you know. So all the programs are running very well because of you. So that's our center. It's not Gishigelek Center. It's our center. So maybe to get, you know, some kind of connections with the center, so there's, you know, a lot of opportunity for you to voluntary work, you know, there's, so then there's a way to get, you know, close. So, and also I said, you know, here we get together to become more compassionate human beings. So that's what we're trying to do. So then, you know, I heard this many times, we may not feel, when people come from outside, and they feel, when they come into center, they feel very warm welcome, they feel secure, they feel peace. That is our result. That's our result of, you know, like having this kind of, putting together this kind of, you know, center. That's our result. So I want you to know, you know, so Stupa, who built? People from Kadamba Center, they built. I didn't build Stupa. Rinpoche, you know, advisor to build, you know, all of that, you know, all this facility, all this tanka, when you see, most of them are donated by somebody, you know, some of them are coming from far as Mongolia. This is like collective, the result of the collective energy, collective joyful effort, that's what it is. So I just want to, you know, you to know. So then at the same time, you know, so I don't say this every class because there's not much time. I'm worried because it will minimize time for, you know, my Mickey Mouse talk. So then today, you know, so there are so many people, you know, there are so many people to thank, you know, so people who are, you know, like at the Light of the Path retreat, you know, people who are like, you know, setting up the store to, you know, to sell the books and all of that, you know, so there's many people, they walk, how you say, behind the scene, behind the scene, need to be, you know, probably appreciate it. So, and what I do, I say prayer all the time. I say prayer. I'm not sure how much that benefit, but you know, I'm trying to remember them. I say prayer for their long, healthy, happy life. So wishing them all the best, you know. So trying to do it every day, trying to do it every day, you know. So I just want you to know that's our center. So please, you know, if you can, in order to feel a connection with the center, deeper connections, if you can, you know, do some voluntary, then you'll know more people. And it's good, you know, there's good. In the end, so we take care of each other. That's all. You need help, I help. Doesn't mean I'm better than you. You help, that's all. You know, that's all. You know, that's just to benefit. You know, practicing generosity, patience, ethics, for what? Just to benefit. Just to benefit, that's all. So then, and I take this opportunity to express my thanks from the bottom of my heart. All the volunteers here, last 15 years, we are together here. So I want to express my appreciation to all of you, and like deeply touched, so wonderful people. So everything's so far, everything's running very smoothly. And please, continue to wish, for something good for this center, and you can participate. So with that, then probably I will stop. Okay, thank you very much.
For the kind words, very inspiring words. To follow up on that very appropriately, this morning we're going to thank three of the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of volunteers that make Kadampa Center a reality. These are people who have worked to some degree behind the scenes, some degree in front of the scenes. They all wear multiple hats, but we wanted to thank them for specific hats that they've worn over the past several years. First, we'd like to thank Andre Smith, who for I'm not sure how many years has been leading our Sunday morning early meditation without fail. So, Andre, if you can come up, Geshe-la has a gift for you. Thank you very much.
some point that Koni that matter needs to be taken because they did run destroy the retreat later that way. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm not sure who made this. No. I'm just handing out. I'm not sure who made this.
And next we'd like to thank Richard Potter for serving on the board and as president of the board of directors and as a member of what used to be known as the Financial Development Committee and has morphed into the Inspiring Generosity Committee. Two of his, the hats that he wears here, so thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And lastly, we'd like to thank Karen Mastroianni, again, someone who wears multiple hats at the center. Today we're specifically acknowledging her service on the board and as secretary of the board, maintaining the minutes, which is a very important job. So thank you, Karen.
Okay,
so she's already gotten hers. Yes. Okay, so thank you to
please
the three of you.
Just visualize receiving another one.
And we can rejoice in the merit that they've created, and thank you to all of our volunteers. I hope we're not encouraging anybody to quit, and they think they'll get to come up and get a kata and a picture. Yes, it's supposed to inspire you to continue to volunteer. So thank you to everyone.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Watkins. Thank you very much. So if you don't mind to sit here 2 more minutes, I'll say some prayer for your health. And if you if you feel like to go, then please feel free to leave. It's not going to be offended. Reason I'm saying this prayer, long time ago, a couple of people approached me, asking me, some of their family has having suicidal thought. It's a very young family member, so it's kind of like devastating. But there's really nothing I can do. So then, since then, I started this multiple mantras for the, you know, for everybody who hears, you know, for health and for like preventing untimely death, you know, not just suicidal thought. So with my devotion into those mantras, I've been saying this, you know, it'll take only 2 minutes, okay? So some of them for your health, some of them could prevent from lower rebirth, some of them prevent from untimely death, just simply hearing them, you know, so it'll take 2 minutes. Arahate samya sambudaya te adam bekaze bekaze maha bekaze bekaze ranza sambungade om namo bhagavate bekaze guru menu yata balansa yata dangata ya Arahate samya sambudaya te adam bekaze bekaze maha bekaze bekaze ranza sambungade om namo bhagavate bekaze guru menu yata balansa yata dangata ya Arahate samya sambudaya te adam bekaze bekaze maha bekaze bekaze ranza sambungade soge wadi yudoda sanje melanu jen roha jama tisa gopa jasinje neba chinje ba nyuta nila sa jen roha nema nuta jama Pamasinja, Arahade be Samya Sambuddha be Nama Aya Avaloki Desharaya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Teyata Om Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Viti Tale Tale Tatsale Tatsale Kusume Kusume Vare Ilimile Siddhe Zala Abhanaya Soha Nama Radna Tayaya Nama Aya Janasakara Virusana Bhuvaranzaya Tatangataya Arahade Samya Sambuddhaya Nama Savata Tatangatabi Arahade be Samya Sambuddha be Nama Aya Avaloki Desharaya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Teyata Om Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Viti Tale Tale Tatale Tatale Kusume Kusume Vare Ilimile Siddhe Zala Abhanaya Soha Jawadi